There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Don was on a ghost hunt at a haunted LA Fitness, where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole, and that's what led them here, to trap inside a magic studio. The adventures of Bradley and Don. Bradley and Don.
A Mike Ganger production.
You are listening to My Talk 107.1, The Adventures of Bradley and Don. Thank you for joining us. It's Tuesday, which I just want to remind you, we have our epic storytelling event that will happen in the 1 o'clock hour called You'll Never Guess What Happened Next. And I think you're going to like this one. If you would like to send in your stories, if you would listen to the ones before, we would love to actually have listeners' actual stories that we can tell anonymously and turn into a radio drama right here on My Talk. So find our email on our show links page on mytalk1071.com. Let's get some stories in. Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh, what's happened? God.
Like, we didn't see this coming from a mile away. Or should I do this? Taylor Swift and Matt Healy are no longer together, John.
Ooh.
Shocking news. Shocking news.
So is this a source says or is this real actual facts?
Okay, so I'm just going to give you the two headlines from the two most popular tabloids of the day.
Okay.
One being Taylor Swift and Matt, or Taylor Swift, it's over with Matt Healy, exclusive from TMZ. They have learned, according to a friend close to the situation, that Taylor is in fact single again. Okay, so that's what TMZ said.
Okay.
And then the People magazine said, Taylor's doing great after Matty Healy. They call him Matty?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. Matty Healy split, why their romance ran its course. Exclusive, several sources. So they say a source confirmed to People on Monday she had fun with him, but it was always casual. They're no longer romantically involved. Now, I want to get back to like rewriting history in a minute, but first let's start with just the bare raw news that Taylor Swift is no longer
bare and raw is really lot.
I'm just saying, like, the unadulterated.
Okay, give it to me raw.
Okay, now you didn't have to say give it to me raw. That was really kind of actually a little extra, but now Taylor Swift and him done. How do you react to just that news?
Love it. Love it. Thank you. She listened to her fans. This is what I think. Because there was a hashtag movement that was like, speak up now, which was basically demanding that Taylor Swift address the issues that Matty Healy has done that are controversial and that it's important for her to speak out on such terrible issues. She didn't want to do that. So she's like, we'll let this one go.
Yeah.
I can get anyone I want.
Yeah, I think, and I want to talk about why, because, like, look, here's the thing. We're not talking about real relationships. Like, hey, Don, you want to date? Let's date, okay? And then we go out and do stuff.
That was weird.
No, I'm just saying, like, this was not an average relationship, right?
So
we're talking about this through
up.
The lens. No. What I'm saying is we're just talking about this through the lens of celebrity.
Okay.
So, like, from a celebrity perspective, we're the PR firm today. What do we call ourselves? BDEPR?
Yeah.
So from the PR perspective, if we were running down the list of like, you know, like, okay, how did this all go down? How do we grade ourselves on this publicationship?
Sure.
Matt Healy, Taylor Swift. Well, I kind of feel like we could have seen this coming, Dawn. And I think it all could have been helped with a simple Google search. Don't you think? Because a simple Google search would have revealed all the stuff that fans and lovers of Taylor Swift have pointed out about Matt Healy's problematic behavior, words, actions, thoughts, deeds, Google searches, etc. Like, all of that stuff was out there available.
It was.
So from a purely publicationship standpoint, again, oh, it's true love. Just let Taylor love who she loves and she can just have fun, whatever. I think Taylor Swift is a real human being and probably has real feelings and emotions and life stuff. But I also think that, like, Taylor Swift's not dumb. She's incredibly smart, talented, and professional. And she's not going to let herself be seen in public, evidenced by the fact that she kept her previous man, like, in the dark and under a rock for years because she didn't want the public sniffing all up in there.
So she's done with him.
So she is not going to not think through what it's like to put her and this guy out in public without thinking what the public's reaction will be. My point is, why did she do this in the first place? Why did she go out in public with this dude?
I think she wanted to stop the narrative of Joe Alwyn, because how much have we talked about Joe Alwyn or even thought about him? We just haven't, because it's all about this creepy dude.
So we don't want to dig into why Joe Alwyn.
So that has been severed. I think this was
a false flag.
This was just something that she decided to do. A diversion. That is correct. Because she didn't want for the rest of her life.
With somebody who's not throwing Nazi salutes at concerts?
Well, he's a bad boy. And she wanted to go, oh, I'm going to go out with this guy, which I'm sure he knows because they're both British and in the public eye. And she had spent time with him in the past. So if Joe Alwyn, the rumors are that he cheated on Taylor, she is getting back at him by saying, I'm going to date the dude that worried you when we were dating. I'm going to get back at you.
He cheated on her?
There were rumors that he cheated on her. Oh. But, you know, that rumor goes around about every relationship. Who knows if it's true?
I do like the idea that this was a distraction. But again, what a party foul. There are like 1,000 men you could choose to be seen with.
But if it was a personal vendetta type of a thing.
But do you think Taylor Swift is doing
at
the level that she's at?
Yes, all of her songs are like, she knows that people are going to be hounded for life when she sings about people. So she is going to take advantage of this situation and say, I'm going to start dating this guy, because she has had, you know, she's worked with him in the past and maybe Joe Alwyn didn't like it.
Okay.
So she's getting back at Joe Alwyn by saying, you know, I'm going to do this. This is really going to piss you off.
I will tell you, if we go look, so now, you know, that's your reaction to the news that they're not together. Let's now talk about what the press is telling us through sources in People and TMZ. And I would just say, having been around this block a few times before, this is always key, because it's usually what the person that this is all about wants us to think or believe.
Yes.
So to that end, in People, we have the following from their source. She had fun with him, but it was, and this is where I mentioned earlier, let's talk about rewriting history. She had fun with him, but it was always casual. They are no longer romantically involved. Listen carefully. They were never boyfriend, girlfriend.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't hold hands with just my friend.
Or exclusive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we're always just having fun. I mean, that's just called being friends, I think.
Yeah, if they weren't dating. So to me, that's, you're just hooking up. That's what that means.
Again, and I'm not talking about what's actually happening. I'm just talking about, like, this is the narrative that they're putting out. So they want us to think, again, rewriting history or setting their own going forward. Oh, they were never boyfriend and girlfriend. So, like, you can now, no longer can you consider Matty Healy, one of Taylor's exes, because they were never together in the first place, right?
Okay.
That's interesting because, oh, I wonder if that has to do with the fact that he's very problematic and they don't want people to continually call back to, remember that guy? And I'm not saying that's fair, right, or whatever. I'm talking about, again, public-facing career, publicity, blah, blah, blah.
But now it seems like she has dumped him because she realized that he was problematic.
Yeah.
Poor Taylor.
And doesn't want you to consider him in the pantheon of all the exes.
Right. And so now she's seen as a hero for listening to her fans. Was it all a plot in the beginning to associate herself with a problematic person, to divert the topic away from Joe, and to make herself look good once she breaks up with him?
That seems like you've got your... Like, you know, the aliens guy from History Channel with the weird hair.
Oh, yeah.
That's what that sounds
George
like.
George Tsoukalos.
What I wanted to continue with is the quote from people. There is no drama. And who knows what could happen again? It was just a good time that ran its course. So at the end of the day, when they say there's no drama, in fact, they weren't even really ever together. And there's nothing to see here. Well, if all of that was true...
Okay.
Now, here's where I'm going to put my aliens head on, hairdo on.
Oh.
Why did they tell us any of this? Right? Like, if there was nothing to see, well, then why are you telling us there was nothing to see? Because, I would argue, there was something to see. She got caught flat-footed.
Yes.
She didn't realize how problematic he was and how her audience would react. And to me, it just says, like, Taylor, you got to get some new people around you. BDEPR. Is hiring.
Hi, yes.
Or taking on new clients.
I don't know what you're charging or the other people are charging you, but we'll take half. Because the staff, we're just a two-person staff.
I take 40% at this point, girl, because you know they're getting lots of money.
I'll take $100.
Again, now remember the source over in TMZ says that she's single again, although they don't talk about why they ever split up. But in People, they didn't split up. Because they were never together in the first place.
Well, why?
They were just having fun.
Okay, just having fun.
What?
But this is, it's still considered.
She
even
dated
though
this guy.
She dated him for like a month or
was
whatever.
Seen in public with him.
She
went
held
to
hands
events.
Every
remember
time.
They went to that.
Her dad hung out with. How, you let your dad hang out with a guy that you're just hooking up with?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
They're just rewriting history.
What did she say to her dad? Oh, I'm just like. Hooking up with this guy, do you want to meet him and hang out in the suite with him?
We're just having fun.
We're only
it's not
having
serious.
Sex. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's not the case. Not the case. Nice try. We see what you did. Now, if you're a Taylor Swift fan, we love you. We support you during this difficult time. And we are not the enemy. So please don't come for us. Okay. John, when we come back, our good friend Mike has all the latest from Hollywood. He calls it a dirt alert, and he's going to give it to us.
Great.
When we return right here on My Talk.
Website or app.
Hey, My Talkers, Bradley here. Will you do me a favor? I want you to mark your calendars for Wednesday, June 21st. I want you to come to something really fun and special and important. I'm hosting an event with Alight. You know, Alight, that Twin Cities-based organization helping displaced persons. We're celebrating World Refugee Day, and I would love for you to join us. You know, too often refugees and displaced people are portrayed one-dimensionally as victims, and even worse, sometimes villains. So we're going to make space to lift up their stories of abundance and resilience. That's why I want you to join me on June 21st at 6 p.m. at Quincy Hall in Northeast Minneapolis. I'll be moderating a conversation with the author of 25 Million Sparks, The Untold Stories of Refugee Entrepreneurs. We're going to then follow up our chat with some delicious arepas from Soleil Ramirez from Arepa Bar. And joining us for this fun event, some of our newest fellow Minnesotans, folks who've arrived in this community over the last year. To learn more and to reserve your spot, head to wearealight.org/Bradley.
Echo.com/commercials.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
The latest in Hollywood and around the globe in the Dirt Alert with Mike.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a new TV series that's on the way. Are you too familiar with the Dark Side series at all from Vice TV?
No.
No, but it sounds interesting.
Yeah, they had one.
That's dark.
It all started with Dark Side of the Ring, and this was all about like the unknown, untold stories around professional wrestling. It then went to Dark Side of Comedy. Then it went to Dark Side of Football, Dark Side of the 90s, and now they announced Dark Side of the 2000s. And this is going to be premiering July 18th, and it's going to be 10 episodes, and it's going to feature stories including the radio wars between Howard Stern and Opie and Anthony, also TRL, the rise of TMZ, Lindsay Lohan, Charlie Sheen's 2.5 Men conflict, and more.
Wow.
And they do an amazing job of digging into it, getting actual sources, actual people around the situation. This is not just some sort of hit piece. They do really, really.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Which is because it's Vice.
Yes.
Now, have you watched, I'm guessing you watched the wrestling or the football one?
I've watched the ring one. I've watched Dark Side of Comedy. They did some really good ones there. Chris Farley, obviously, was featured in one of them, Dark Side of Football. I haven't seen a bad episode yet.
So. Okay, good. Yeah. Thank you.
So definitely looking forward to that. Again, that's coming in the middle of July. If you're a 2000s either kid or just 2000s adult who enjoyed all of those things, this is going to be a fun show.
Great.
Looking forward to it.
Speaking of, this is going to be interesting, and I love that someone is making a little noise because of that. Robin Roberts is aiming to do just that, make some noise with a new Special Olympics documentary. It's called All You Hear Is Noise. It's going to be an unscripted project that's actually going to examine the path of three Special Olympics contestants, Trent Hampton, Melanie Holmes, and Chris Wines. They're going to travel away to compete in the Special Olympics, but when they come back home, they're facing massive challenges in employment, relationships, and more, despite how they were kind of honored and cheered on and celebrated there. So it sounds fascinating.
Wow.
Yeah,
I love
that would
this.
Be an interesting journey to watch.
Yes.
The Good Morning America co-anchor says she is super excited to tell this story and really highlight these individuals. And it's being produced by the Spring Hill Company and backed by LeBron James's Uninterrupted brand. He does a lot of specials when it comes around athletes and things like that. With that
brand, where it's going to land? Is this going to be a GMA piece?
No, we don't know yet. Okay. It's very early on. I haven't seen exactly. We do know that the film, it's going to be a documentary, a film that's going to be debuting at the Tribeca Film Festival.
Oh,
so we'll see where it goes
film.
From there. Yes.
Okay.
Look forward to it.
So there you go. That will be fascinating as well. Taylor Swift, we obviously just spent a long time talking about her reform relationship. Now let's talk about her upcoming collaboration, because the Speak Now re-release is going to feature a couple of collabs, including one from Hayley Williams of Paramore and Fall Out Boy.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I like how she's working in other artists.
Can she hook up with any of the Fall Out Boy members?
Well.
I'll search them. I kind of know the lead
that's
singer story.
Really, truly, that's what we should do, is have a pool who is likely to be Taylor Swift's next boyfriend.
Yes.
I mean, it seems only appropriate.
Yes.
Only we had somebody that liked to gamble and organize things like that behind the scenes who could do such
Mike!
A thing.
Mike! Oh, Mike!
Get on it! I'll work on it.
Okay.
According to the blind items, I'll have to take out a particular superhero, but we'll get to that here in just a bit. Taylor went on to say, I decided to go with artists who I feel influenced me most musically and in lyrics at the time, and I asked them to sing on my album, because a lot of those lyrics she wrote was back in 2010, back when Paramore and Fall Out Boy were having their biggest success, and she was a huge fan at that time.
Oh, so, that's awesome. I love Hayley Williams. And I really like Fallout. I haven't followed them lately, but you know.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that and see how that's going to go. Don, you and I mentioned this a little bit before we came in here, but apparently the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, could have looked much, much different, because opening up recently was David Mazel. He was, many fans don't know, he was basically Kevin Feige before Kevin Feige was Kevin Feige. So he kind of started the MCU back in the Iron Man era and was the executive producer for some of those films before eventually being let go. And he says it was all down to Robert Downey Jr. or Timothy Oliphant.
Who's Timothy Oliphant again?
Justified, Deadwood. He's been in a ton of those movies from the early streamers.
Interesting.
He's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah. He plays Justified is one of my favorite series. Really good series.
So it was down between Robert Downey Jr. and him.
It was between them.
And you keep in mind, back in 2008, this is just 10 years or about 12 years after Robert Downey Jr. was arrested for cocaine, was an addict, and had a bunch of issues.
But Timothy probably felt like he had a leg up.
Yeah, and that's actually what the board said. The board is like, you are crazy to potentially go with this guy who's such a huge risk when you want to kind of build something as big as this is.
Sure.
And he says, yeah, but the charisma that Downey Jr. presents is going to make the difference. And
they weren't wrong.
Yeah. No, they were not wrong. And it kind of erased all of that. You don't really think about that when you think of Robert Downey Jr. anymore.
No. He really got another opportunity to...
Right.
Wow us, because I really did enjoy the Iron Man. I was still on board with all them superheroes by that point.
Yeah.
I think it was right after, you know, when they started bringing them all together to do these like super mashups, that's when I was like, I can't keep any of this track.
Yeah.
Avengers, yeah. Four different movies kind of coming together as one.
Too much. And then you're like, wait, I don't know that storyline of that character, so I'm lost.
Yeah.
That kind of is what happened to me.
Yeah.
And I'm still lost in it, so... It's
At least somebody's enjoying it.
Yeah, it's hard to get out once you're in there. We got a new game show on the way from Fox.
I know you love this.
I love game shows. Ooh. I especially love this news. And we'll talk about it. Why Fox has a new half hour game show to its weekly lineup coming up next fall. It's called Person, Place, or Thing. It's going to feature contestants.
Melissa Peterson.
There we go. Yes, it's going to feature contestants asking yes or no questions to figure out the identity of a random person, and it's going to be hosted by our good friend Melissa Peterman.
Oh, right.
Did I say Peterson?
You did.
I meant Peterman. You know what I'm...
Oh, great.
Melissa Peterson.
Super fun. Honey. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we can steal that game show and turn it into a radio thing.
That's my goal.
I think I just saw it on her timeline last night.
Okay.
She had posted something about it. So super excited for her and super excited to add this to the mix. And Mike...
I got you.
In homage, I think it's only possible.
We can call her up. She can host the first episode. It'll be fun.
Oh, my gosh. Melissa.
Yes.
Melissa Peterson. Hey, if you're listening.
Yeah.
The 180-episode order from Fox has already been made, and a four-week test run happened last summer. So if you say, hey, I kind of remember that or recall that,
okay.
That was maybe had a little taste
I
of it.
I do remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And finally, Chrissy Teigen thought she had an identical twin.
Oh,
this story.
I don't know this story.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. What?
It's kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
Kind of understandable, but also kind of hilarious. Anyway, okay. Tell the story.
Apparently, that the PBS TV show Finding Your Roots, they ran a search through 23andMe, and I know you know a ton about this, Bradley, ran this search, but used a fake name to protect her privacy. So then when she decided, you know, years later to... do a little search herself, she found somebody who is an identical twin to her with a different name. And she was like, oh, this person is the exact same as me. And
it's you.
Yeah, so she had forgotten that that was the case. because that episode never aired.
It. Okay.
And so, you know, they again, just put it in the database to protect her name because anybody would be able to search it. Well, fast forward, she forgets that she did that.
I kind of love that
shows
story.
Up as a direct match.
Oh, gosh.
And was like, oh, my God,
DNA.
Called her parents and was like, are you sure only one of me came out? Turns out it was just her.
Great.
Mike, great stories. You got any blind items for us?
Oh, I do.
Fabulous. We'll get right back to those when we return on My Talk 107.1.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. You're listening to My Talk 107.1. And now it is time for those juicy bits of gossip with the names left out and blind items.
Blinded by the item.
I'll give you a guess where we're going to start.
Okay.
So much for that A-plus list singer being the happiest she's ever been. At least the superhero still has a shot.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a different direction. You are, of course, Dawn. I think we're in agreement here that Mike is talking about Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Okay, so superhero.
Henry Cavill? No.
I don't feel like he's up her alley. Do you think maybe
God,
it would be
wouldn't,
more...
I mean, be up his alley? I just think
I don't think...
He's taking major streets.
I just think... he doesn't seem like the kind of man that she would be with, is just my point. But maybe, like, well, I don't know if this would even be possible, but, like, is it Spider-Man? Okay, so not Tom.
No,
Holland.
Tom Holland is with Zendaya.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
I think. And what about Chris Evans? Is he hitched? Okay,
he's not hitched.
He's
got a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh boy, we got to
okay,
go through
superhero,
all the
superhero. Any other hints you want to give us about superheroes?
Is he foreign born?
You're maybe going down the wrong road.
Oh,
well, I mean, okay.
The wrong tree.
So a different universe.
DC?
Nope.
Oh, superhero.
Try a different gender.
Oh, well, that's the blind items. Now we're getting into some.
Now I want to take off my blindfold and see what's happening.
Gal Gadot?
Brie Larson?
Interesting.
Come on.
This has been a long time blind item. We didn't get to it the last time this kind of gained some popularity. Apparently, and again, we've kind of discussed sometimes NT Lawyer, you know, tries to, you know, NT Lawyer is implying that maybe some of these relationships or publicationships that are happening are because Taylor needs to be, or seems like, for an image standpoint, wants to be associated with some dude, even though she's not really interested in that.
Yeah.
And Brie Larson apparently is absolutely obsessed with Taylor Swift.
Oh, that, really?
That has been a long-running blind item area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
From NT Lawyer.
Yes.
That she's a secret lesbian.
Oh my god!
Because that would explain who was it? I always forget her name. Kaia Gerber,
exactly.
Right? Or Kaia Gerber?
No, it wasn't. She's got two K's.
Carly Kloss.
There you go.
Yes. That was a rumored relationship.
Mm-hmm. There were some other ones around it too. Filling in the blank, according to, again, NT Lawyer, CrazyDaysAndNights.net, Taylor Swift is apparently the happiest she's ever been, according to reports. Or I guess he says she's not apparently as happy as she's ever been, like we believed with Maddie Healy. But at least Brie Larson will now have an opportunity.
I didn't realize.
That was a thing?
I didn't hear any of this, so I'm...
Are you processing, Dawn?
I'm processing. I'm just trying to think of... Is Brie Larson a lesbian?
I don't know.
She's actually with somebody as well, but again, as NT Lawyer maybe would do, says, oh, that's just fake as well.
Yeah. Okay, I just didn't know if everybody knew Brie Larson was a lesbian, and I was just out of the mix.
I don't know. I hadn't heard the Brie Larson part. I just know that in the past, people have speculated about Taylor's sexuality, which...
Okay.
And it's always hard, because when you get some of these stories from, you know, NT Lawyer, it seems like people that bounce around and have multiple relationships, they are a lot of times are labeled as trying to hide something, and they're all publicationshippers, mm-hmm. and they're doing this just as contract fake relationships. Yeah. That's
which,
speaking
by the way,
of Chris Evans.
Sometimes publicationships, I think people always want to do the like rock, it's like Rock Hudson, like back in the, you know,
like
50s and
people.
60s.
Hmm? Out people.
That the blind items want to out people?
Yeah.
But see, those things were real, right? Like there were people who did have publicationships because they did hide their sexuality.
Oh, absolutely.
And so my point is simply like, that's a real thing. So you speculate about it, though. You want to be really careful, right? Because you don't want it to seem like it's, you know, like you just don't want to imply that, A, it's a bad thing, because certainly it's not. Or B, that you're up in somebody's business where they don't want you to be. Like, that's a dangerous territory to be in.
Totally agree.
But I also think speculating about who people are dating without talking about their sexuality can be two separate things. So I think we can talk about the fact that Taylor has used her relationships for publicity in a way that might not shed light on all the relationships she's had in her life. And maybe some of those relationships have been with women. Because would it be that surprising?
Not at all.
Yeah. So.
All right.
My point is, I think it's okay to talk about it.
Okay.
Responsibly.
Okay.
There we go.
Blinded by the item.
This A-list actress is most well-known for her long-running show and her horrible luck with guys. Unfortunately, that luck seems to be continuing because her significant other is cheating on her.
Oh. I mean, the only person I can think of would be someone on Friends. No? No, not Jennifer Aniston.
Often guests, but correct according
A-list
to
actress.
The beliefs. Yep.
Yeah.
Who, TV actress, did you say?
A-list actress, most well known for her long-running show. Yeah. Okay. And Horrible Luck with Guys.
Ellen Pompeo?
Nope.
I'm just thinking of women who've been on TV forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a great guess.
Is the show still airing?
No.
Okay.
She does have a show that's airing, but it's not that show they're referring to.
Oh, air. Julia okay. Louis-Dreyfus?
Nope.
She's probably happily married.
A-list actress.
A-list actress. Oof. Now, when was the peak of her television popularity?
10, 15 years ago.
Okay.
So from then till now, she's still very much at her peak, I would say, or still in the mix.
Okay.
Not away from anything.
TV actress.
We do know about her most recent relationship, the one that's being alluded to here.
Because he's getting Twitter. Because
he's also an actor.
Oh, is this Blake Lively?
No.
Okay, I didn't know.
He's an actor.
He's a far less known actor. Okay. He would be like a B-list actor in the blinds.
Is she in a drama?
She was in a comedy.
Oh.
That's her most well known.
From like 10, 15 years ago, Dawn.
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Kaylee Cuoco.
Kaylee Cuoco. Yes. But that's Big Bang Theory.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And you know her significant other now?
That's
no, because she's had a few.
He loves horses.
I think he does, yeah. They recently just welcomed a child, which is the sad part about this blind.
Okay.
The only person I know she dated for sure was Henry Cavill because she ruined him.
Oh. She did?
Yeah.
You probably don't know the name, but you remember Tom Pelfrey from Ozark and Love and Death?
Oh my gosh, yes, he's fantastic.
Well, apparently not that fantastic because...
he's such a good actor, though.
Yes,
he played the brother who had mental challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He was fantastic in Ozark. Love that character. But those two are together. They just welcomed their first child, and according to NT Lawyer, Kaylee Cuoco is most known for her long-running show, of course, Big Bang Theory, and also her Horrible Luck with Guys. That luck continues because apparently Dom has been cheating on her.
Oh,
that makes
God.
Me sad for her, especially if there's a child involved. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. Don't cheat with
just
children.
Don't do that anymore.
I mean, you know what I mean.
Yes. Yeah.
I do another one.
It's like that show you're watching on Netflix, Dawn.
Oh, God. Oh.
Blinded by the item.
This
or HBO Max. What was that on? The Natalia Grace one?
Oh, that's on ID, Discovery Plus, Max.
Yeah. This illiterate former talk show host is currently in rehab and has been there for 2 months.
Oh.
It's probably that one guy. And by guy, I mean woman.
Okay.
I don't know why I said guy. Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams. She's in rehab good.
Yeah. Well, if that's where she needs to be, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sad because according to Auntie Laura again, Wendy Williams is currently in rehab and has been there for a couple of months. We did just hear, and actually Radar Online had this story and a few of the other tabloids, so it was hard to know exactly. But apparently her son has been talking to media saying how he is fearing that his mother is in a lot of issues.
Yeah, we've known this, you guys. Mm-hmm. So, like, let's just pray for Wendy.
Yep.
Right.
Because
we need the Wendy experience to happen. The podcast. Yeah. There's still a website. I can buy merch right now.
I want the Wendy experience to be her, like, healthy.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Okay.
I don't need a show. I don't need a podcast. Okay. I just want her to be okay.
I just want to see if it's still up. The Wendy.
Oh, God.
I mean, we would get some type of a blind item before this if it was taken down. People would notice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
One more quickie?
Yes.
Yep. Blinded by the item.
Nothing quite like this A+/A-list mostly movie actor who is an Oscar winner/nominee in our face every month about saving the world from global warming, and then he takes his 12th private jet flight in the last 30 days.
Ooh.
Who's wagging their finger at us?
I was thinking of a actress. Can you give me the title again?
Actor A+/A-list mostly
Oscar
movie
winner.
Actor, Oscar winner, and nominee.
Brad Pitt.
No, Leonardo
Yeah.
Is that Italian?
Sure, yeah, you said it like that, but yes.
Leonardo!
Yes, Leonardo.
Again, blind item here saying that Leo is, Leonardo DiCaprio in our face every month about saving the world from global warming, although he's taken his 12th private jet flight in the last 30
I can't
days.
With celebrities anymore.
How many days?
30.
Oh!
Yeah.
12 private
Kylie
jet flights
Jenner,
in 30 days.
Leo DiCaprio, Harry and Meghan, guys. Come on.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not too... This whole like private jet thing, I could care less. You know what I mean? Not about the blind item, but I don't feel like it's a bad thing to take a private jet.
I think it's the hypocrisy.
Okay. But how are you supposed to get places when you're that big of a celebrity? What are you going to fly Nobody's, on Delta?
Yeah, again, it's the hypocrisy. It's telling people they shouldn't do those things. Like you should take less commercial flights.
Yeah.
And then getting on your private jet. I think that's the hypocrisy that rubs people the wrong way. Not the like doing it.
Oh. Okay.
Again, the first part of the blind is that in our face every month saying that we shouldn't be doing these things.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Don't do this.
And global warming and then doing it.
Gotcha. Yeah. I understand. Yes. Mm-hmm. Just on the grander scale, I don't get that whole argument. But, well, thank you, Mike.
Mike, thank you for all those delicious blind items. Now, when we come back, we are going to go even deeper with a couple of blind items right here on my
Deputy.
Hey, my talkers, Bradley here for my friends at Your Boat Club. Let's get on the water this summer. In fact, I have signed up for a membership with Your Boat Club, and I'm very excited to tell you about that process. If you want to get on the water this summer, my friends at Your Boat Club are going to make it easier than ever. And you've heard me say, but it's absolutely true. They have over 30 locations in Minnesota alone. So if you want to head up north for the weekend, they got a location. If you want to go to Brainerd Lakes, they got a location. If you want to be on the Mississippi River, yep, they got a location there too. So they have also got locations in Wisconsin, Illinois, and even Florida. Now, they're family owned and operated, not a franchise. And you're going to get the same 5-star service across each of their locations. They've got annual memberships, daily and multi-day boat rentals. There really is an option for everyone. I've got my orientation this weekend. I'll tell you all about it next week. I'm super excited to get on the water where we belong this summer. They take care of the hassle. You take care of the fun at yourboatclub.com.
Every time the Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1. We are your place for entertainment. We are your place for blind items. And that's why we have to extend this and go deeper with juicy bits of gossip with the names left out.
Blinded by the item.
All right, Bradley, I'll start this one.
Fabulous.
We'll see if you get it. This foreign-born, high-profile art history major is being blamed for persuading an art museum, where she is a patron, to remove a portrait of her husband because there's someone else in the picture that she hates.
Weird. Okay, an art history major?
High-profile, foreign-born art history major.
Like, but, oh, weird. I don't know any art history majors.
We don't know this person because they're an
Do we know them because they're like an actor or something?
We know them for another reason.
That's what I mean. Okay, yeah. Is that other reason acting?
No.
Okay. Singing?
No. She does play the piano.
So she's a musician?
Plays the piano.
But she's not a singer.
She's not,
I got it.
She's not a, like,
I got it.
Worldwide pianist.
Yep.
Okay, she plays
she
the piano.
She recently played the piano.
High at a large festival.
At a big...
Who do you think it is, Mike?
I thought it was actually Kate Middleton.
That is correct.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let me fill in the blanks here. I'll just read it again. This foreign-born, high-profile art history major is being blamed for persuading an art museum, where she is a patron, to remove a portrait of her husband because there's someone else in the picture that she hates.
Oh my God, who's the person? Do we know who the person she hates
oh,
is?
Oh, yes.
Who's the gal that got invited by Camilla?
Hansberry or Hanberry, Rose Hanberry or whatever her name is.
This is, okay, let me just break this down. Okay. This is the National Portrait Gallery in London.
Okay.
Her husband has a portrait. Also in the portrait is someone else that she hates. This portrait has been on tour. It was commissioned in 2010. They are both in military uniforms.
Is he related to
yes.
her husband?
Oh, his brother.
Yeah.
Harry. Okay, so there is this famous painting that was commissioned in 2010 by the gallery, which she is a patron. She serves on their, you know, she's a part of the National Gallery. She makes decisions. She is also just represents
it. So basically, she was like, if you guys know what's good for you, you'll get rid of this painting.
Well, it's funny because the painting actually went on tour with other portraits from the National Gallery. They have 250,000 paintings. This is a huge collection, and it used to be on display, but it went on tour for a couple of years in 2018, and it hasn't been put up since, but they just, there was a three-year, where they reopened because they had a £35 million refurbishment to the National Portrait Gallery. Mm-hmm. And when people went in, they're like, that is missing and no longer up.
Oh, so they were doing the math. And
they were
like,
wait a minute, she might not have. And then this article suggests, listen, we're not saying necessarily that she said, if you know what's good for you, you better not put up that.
I mean, people might say, hey, maybe we shouldn't put this portrait up because
They're thinking that people within the gallery, the curators are like, okay, now's our chance to take that down because we know it really pisses off Kate and we don't want to piss off Kate.
She gives us a lot of prestige.
That is right. So that's my story. All good job, guys.
Yeah, that was
I had to make
one.
It a little cryptic. What do you got?
Loved it.
All right, let's do another blind item. This A-plus lister just said in a new interview that nothing happens when we die, and anyone who tells you differently is lying.
Oh, I didn't know was the authority on what happens in the afterlife.
This is his area. I just gave you the gender. This is his belief.
Okay.
So he said this in a recent interview.
Okay.
A-plus lister. Now, you might have questions.
Okay. I do. Is this person over the age of 30?
Yes.
Okay. Does this person have salt and pepper hair?
That is a great question. I don't think so. Okay. Because I don't think so. No.
Okay. All right. You're not sure.
Is this person associated with a religion or religious belief system?
Like, not that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I thought maybe it was somebody who was tied to...
TC.
No. It's not what?
TC.
TC. Who's TC?
Tom Cruise.
You better believe something's happened to him in the afterlife.
Yeah, that would be like, I'm going to get my own planet, my own universe
and
for
Gina
a million
will be
years.
There to welcome me. Okay. Let's see. Who is this? A-plus is a small category.
It is.
Yep. And notice that I said A-plus lister.
Didn't say actor. Didn't say singer. A-plus didn't say lister. Just an A-plus
And there's
lister.
A reason for that. So maybe ask some clarifying questions.
Okay. Is he a tech mogul?
No.
Okay.
No, in the entertainment world?
Yep.
Okay. Reality reasons? Reality?
Maybe.
Okay.
But that wouldn't be what the person is known, what he's most known for. It's a combination platter. That's why I said A-plus lister.
Okay, A-plus lister.
So not just this, but also this.
Ooh, is this somebody in sports?
No. Okay. Athletics, yes. Sports, like team sports, no.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
This person once in politics.
Yes.
I got it.
Oh, I do too. Arnold.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay.
We don't know what's going to happen to you. You're going to die. It's all alone.
So he lives.
I just love Don's impression of him.
That's basically like, what's his name from The Muppets? So Arnold Schwarzenegger told Interview Magazine that he believes we're not going to see our loved ones again after death, and that his idea of heaven is keeping a person in your memory. He said, quote, he said, it reminds me of Howard Stern's question to me. Tell me, Governor, what happens to us when you die? And he said, nothing. You're 6 feet under. And anyone that tells you differently is a bleeping liar. And I thought, what an uplifting anecdote to get us to watch your new Netflix movie.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like, everybody
really?
Just, you
That's
know,
the way
this
you're
is
gonna
not
go?
Good because there are many, many people out there who just lost someone and they don't want to hear this.
I said, we don't know what happens with the soul and all this spiritual stuff that I'm not an expert in. But I know that the body is, as we see each other now, we'll never see each other again like this.
Oh, my God.
So, Arnold, thanks for the uplifting anecdote. We'll see you on the other side of the break, but not the universe. Because when we come back, the second hour of The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, we're going to take you on a journey, a storytelling journey. Dawn's going to tell us something that, well, you'll never guess what happens next when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.